Hello everyone, welcome back to the Emetophobia Insights podcast. Quick thing I wanted to go over today. So this is an Emetophobia podcast, like it's based around that, right? So I haven't really been considerate of any triggers or trigger warnings or like censoring myself or maybe just giving a warning before I speak about something. Because I'm at the point where words and stuff don't bother me. They never really have, but I'm not gonna pretend like that's the same for everyone because I know it's not. And I should be a little more considerate before I discuss certain topics. So if you would like certain trigger warnings for words or stories, let me know. You can, I think there is a comment system on Spotify. If not, leave a review and let me know or hit me up, or I probably will just end up doing that from now on and just giving a trigger warning before I speak about something that may, you know, be a certain trigger for somebody. So apologies for that, and I will try to do better in the future. Thanks. So something I wanted to talk about today was something I hold pretty close to me. Since I was about 15, I'm 24 now, so it's been about 9 years. I've always been pretty self-conscious about my weight, my appearance, because like I'm a pretty average height person, you know, I'm nothing special in the height department. And I was always very skinny, even as a little kid, even a teenager, I was always just really thin. I felt like I ate enough food, but I guess it was a genetic thing at that point. I never really put on weight. Like, well, now looking back, I can tell I wasn't eating enough, but, you know, during that, I thought there was just something wrong with me. I was like, how the hell? So I figured because I couldn't put on weight, I would lift weights. So I bought my first pair of dumbbells. I still have them. I still use them today. They're just like shitty Kmart ones with sand in them that like break when you drop them. They have like chips in them and like they're so dusty and like barely holding on, but they have served me so well. So I have sort of an attachment towards them. And this was during a time where my emetophobia was pretty relevant, but I didn't know what emetophobia was. I hadn't done any research. I just had weird panic attacks when I went to school. So I stopped going to school, came back home and basically just stayed in my room for like a year straight and didn't leave. Didn't know why, but I thought it was pretty cool because I was like, well, I feel safe here, so this must be what I'm supposed to do. Obviously now I know that's not the right thing, but I can't go back in time. So I started lifting weights, just because I was so, you know, self-conscious of the way I looked and because I just wanted to, you know, be better. I wanted to put on muscle. I wanted to just be a better me in that aspect. So I did. And I did actually manage to put on a decent physique for a 15-year-old. And it sort of pulled me out of the state I was in without realizing, because I was more conscious of what I was eating as well, because I was like, I know I need protein. I didn't know nothing about nutrition. I didn't know fats, carbs. I just knew protein. So I was like, fuck, I gotta eat protein. So I just ate a lot. And I didn't put on like a super massive amount of weight, but I did put on a couple kilos. And it was good. It felt really good, and it took a while. It took a year for me to really notice any change, like a proper change. But in that year, like, I realized that my mental health sort of climbed to a point where it hadn't been before. I was more confident. I was way less anxious. I had like an outlet to do that, which was the exercise. It felt like it released my anxiety that I didn't really know I had, mind you. Because I was just doing this because I wanted to, not because I thought it would benefit me mentally. I just thought, like, I want big muscles. So, but it did a lot for me. And I eventually stopped. I slowed down because I had to get a job, but I had to sort of, like, start sorting my life out. So it took a back seat. I started being more outgoing, so I made more friends. I got myself a girlfriend. But my point being is the exercise and the eating did a lot for me without me even realizing. And it sort of brings me to a point where I was about last April. Still going through it. I was sort of okay, but not. I was at the point where I was working most days, and I felt not much anxiety, but it was still there. It was still there. Like, once a week, I would have a moment where I was like, oh, fuck. Maybe even a couple times a week. And I still really wasn't focusing on the gym or the eating much at that point. I was still going to the gym, but I was like, eh, it's like whatever. But I sort of decided to take it seriously because I was sort of sick of making no progress. For me, I seemed to need a lot of calories to just put on weight. It's just how I am. So I looked into bulking, and I'm not saying that anyone here has to do that. Like, that's not my point. I'll get into my actual point soon. I know I'm sort of rambling, but I looked into that and I thought, that's fucking insane. How am I supposed to eat like 3,000 plus calories a day to get to a point, you know, where, and then do a cut? Like, what if I can't cut the weight? Like, I worried about not being able to cut the weight. Like, I'm excellent at cutting weight. I just have to go through like an anxious period and I've cut weight. But like, I was worried about a lot of things. I was worried about how I was going to feel if I ate that much food. I was worried about, what am I going to eat? Like, as I'm intolerant to so many things because my emetophobia tells me I am. So I just have the reactions, even though I don't even think it's real. You know, like, I'm lactose intolerant, but am I actually? Like, I haven't been diagnosed. I just drink milk and then it just goes wrong. So, like, whatever. You know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that sort of thing. But I was struggling with what to eat and what to do. Because I started taking the gym more seriously at that point. Like, when I started researching this sort of thing, and I was like, I want to be huge. Like, I want to be massive. You know, it was my only focus. And again, I wasn't really thinking of the positive side effects. But as I progressed through my training and the bulk, I noticed a lot of physical changes as well as mental changes. Like, it felt like, weirdly enough, for the first time in my life, because I was tracking my calories, I learned about my carbs, my fats, vitamins that I need, like resting, all of that stuff. Like, I really took a lot of time to sort of do my research. And I found that, like, over the months, my anxiety reduced to barely anything. I didn't feel sick anymore, even though I was eating more than I'd ever had before. And I wasn't always eating great, I'm not gonna lie. You know, there was days where I was eating just shit food, just fast food, just things that weren't great. But, like, mixed between that, there was good food, healthy food, you know, your healthy fats and, like, your proteins and just meat, vegetables, fruit, whatever. But yeah, there was some junk food in there. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't do that, because I did. But I just noticed that my anxiety was just, like, basically gone. Like, there was no nausea anymore. Like, I didn't get bloated, really. And even if I did, I barely reacted to it. Not because that it wasn't the same as what it felt like beforehand, but because my anxiety was so reduced that I just didn't really care anymore. And this took a little bit, but it was a change that I didn't notice happen, like, directly. I didn't think about this being a possibility. I was just like, I want it bad enough, so I'm going to deal with the side effects of, you know, having emetophobia and trying to gain weight and muscle in a, like, a really optimal way, you know, because you don't have to bulk to gain muscle, and you don't have to train super duper hard every time you go to, like, build a bunch of muscle. You know, you can build, you know, decent physique with, like, you know, decent calories and proteins every day, and, like, a good, you know, work ethic with training. But I wanted to go super hard. So that's basically what I did for about 6 months straight. I gained about 7 kilos, I think. Definitely not all muscle, obviously, but I reckon I put on, like, a decent amount. Like, I looked better than I ever did before in my life. I was happier than ever. I made new friends. Like, my social sort of side of me was actually coming out again, and I was able to talk to people, and, like, I felt very liked. Like, I had a lot of people there was, like, really interested in talking to me and, like, really sort of like my vibe, and I really appreciated that. It gave me a confidence level that I hadn't really had before. And I think all of those things play into how I personally felt with my emetophobia, because I do lack a lot of confidence, and I know a lot of us do. It's very relevant, and, like, I can notice it a lot, and, like, I see it a lot, and people are pretty open about saying that too. And we often don't eat enough food either, and I know it's something that is, like, it's like that one of the hardest things to do with emetophobia is eat enough or eat at all. I know sometimes that I can barely eat some days, and I just give those days a pass. Like, I can't force myself to do those things anymore like I used to, but I noticed that it was sort of making me feel worse. Like, not just, like, making me feel sick, but, like, making me feel actually mentally worse. So I don't force myself. I do push and I do try, but I will never force myself, you know. Like, if you, with anything, like, I will not force myself to do that. I will try, like, to the best of my abilities, but I will not, like, make myself do anything. But it works for me, you know. Sometimes I guess, like, there might be situations where you do have to force yourself. I don't really know. For me, that's not something I do. I feel like a lot of us don't get enough nutrition to properly function. You know, whether that's something you can change, like, easily or not is another thing. Probably not. It's probably going to be very hard. But over time, just bumping my calories up, because I didn't just jump straight into the 3,000 plus calories. Like, I sort of put it up to a degree where I thought was comfortable for me. And I just improved, like I bumped it up every couple of weeks or so and got to the point where I wanted to be. And then it became easy. It's second nature for me. Like even going through a hard patch, I will still log my calories. Like I will log everything I eat. I will log the mints that I eat when I have a bad day. Like it's almost an obsession. It's probably not a great one, but like I'm not really doing it for bad reasons, I suppose. So it just makes me want to try harder. If I'm lacking in the calories, it makes me want to try even harder to sort of hit that goal. So I guess it's a good thing for me. But yeah, it felt like my brain was just getting enough food, like enough nutrition. It felt like my anxiety was calming down because my brain was functioning properly. Like I was more aware. I had so much more energy. I didn't have those weird, like, I've seen people post things like this in the support groups. Like they get those weird, like almost like diabetic feeling, like blood sugar drops or blood pressure or something. I don't know what it is, but I've had it before where you sort of just get dizzy and like feel faint out of nowhere and you just like need sugar, like food, like carbs, and you just need carbs like really badly. I imagine that's probably I'm probably so wrong, but I imagine that's what like having like low blood sugar feels like if you're like diabetic or something. Someone correct me if you know, please, because I want to get that right. But I had that happen weekly and it sucked, and I would eat like a bunch of like whatever I could that had carbs in it, and I'd have to wait like half an hour to start feeling better and get my energy back. And I know a lot of other people have had that too, like from what I've seen at least. And that didn't happen anymore. I didn't remember the last time that even happened. Like I barely got acid reflux too. Like I don't know how, because I was eating some shit food sometimes, but I barely got it. Like I really didn't get bloated. Like I just didn't really see any negatives in what I was doing. Like changing physically was great, but like just mentally, like I'd never have thought clearer in my life than that point. And I'm not saying or suggesting that you should go out and do a bulk and eat 3,000 plus calories a day and start going to the gym and lifting heavy ass weights. What I am saying is that it would be worth a try to bump up your calories, maybe eat a little more of things that you can tolerate, even if it's just 100 extra calories a day, even if it's just a little bit more protein. I think if you do that for long enough, it'll sort of feed your brain a little better. At least that's what it felt like for me. Obviously, I do not know this for certain. I'm just talking from my own experience. But it just feels like being like well fed and like properly, like having proper nutrition, or at least enough. Like it just feels like you can function so much better. And like it just leveled me out so well. And I want everyone else to feel like that. You know, obviously I'm not doing so well with that at the moment. I've been open about that, as I say pretty much every episode. But I am getting back on track. You know, I'm back on my creatine, I'm back with my vitamins, I'm back with my, mostly back with my calories. I'm about 2,800 at this point. It feels like a lot still, but I manage it most days. So I'll give my day, like, I'll give myself a break once a week where I can eat a little or as much as I want. I don't care if it hurts my progress. I don't care if people will tell me that's not how you do a bulk, because that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna take a break when I fucking need one, and I don't give a shit what anyone says. So if you need to do that, if you decide that you want to do that, that's what I would suggest, having, you know, a day a week or two where you can decide what day you want to just be like, nope, fuck it, I don't want to do this today. I'm just going to enjoy today without having to worry about my calories. I think that's a-okay, you know. And everyone knows exercise is good for you, like physically and mentally. It's not a solution. It's not a fix. It doesn't erase anxiety, depression, or anything like that, but it does definitely help. From my own experience, I can speak, it's one of the only things that has genuinely always been a consistent help for me. It's harder to go back to lifting weights in your room compared to going to a gym full of people and all the equipment you could ever dream of using. It is a little sad to think that I was there and now I'm here, if you go back to that sort of position like I have. But any exercise is better than no exercise. I don't care if you go for a walk or you take your dog for a run or you do yoga or, you know, you do bodyweight exercise. It doesn't matter what type of exercise, but dedicating some time every day to do some exercise, whether you want to build muscle, lose weight, do both, gain weight, whatever the fuck you want to do. I think incorporating any type of exercise. And dumbbells are cheap. You can buy like one of those little briefcase looking things with like weight plates and like the plastic like bars, and like you can buy that for like $20 and you will have enough weights to last you the year. Because I don't know, I wasn't strong enough to lift them. I mean, maybe you are, maybe you're like super strong, but I wasn't, and they still are pretty heavy to me today. But there's enough in there. And you can do basically anything with dumbbells. If your goal is to gain muscle, you can do pretty much every exercise. Like, you can work out basically every muscle group with just a pair of dumbbells. It's a pain in the ass. It's not as efficient as it would be at a gym. But even if you are feeling ballsy enough, sign up for a gym. You know, like, get a gym membership. Go at night time. If you have a friend that goes to a gym, try going with them. Just check it out. You know, watch them do what they need to do. Have a walk on the treadmill. Just have a look around. You don't have to go there and do anything straight away. You can go 10 times and not touch the weights or any exercise equipment. You can just scope the area out, get familiar with it, get comfortable, you know, see how long you can stand in there without freaking out. It took me a while. I didn't work out the first time I stepped foot in the gym. I just looked around. Like, I just touched random equipment and I was like, what the hell is this? It's terrifying. But if you can fit it into your schedule, going at nighttime really works well because there is way less people, so you don't have to worry about being judged, even though no one there actually cares. You know, no one is there to judge you or look at you. They are there to do their own thing and just get out. You know, everyone is there for the same purpose, and no one ever walks into the gym looking or feeling how they want to. Like, ever. I know I didn't. You know, I walked into the gym a scrawny little dude with like no muscle and like no clue what I was doing, and I did that for a while. I eventually learned, and there's some great videos out there, some great people on YouTube that make tutorials how to use the equipment. There's tons of different things you can do. You can basically do anything you like, any variation of anything. There's just so much out there, so much information, and you can definitely overload yourself with it and sort of make it scary, but sticking to the basics is a good idea. And just getting a feel for it, you know. If you feel like you can handle that, or if you feel like you're ready to take another step, I would definitely suggest maybe signing up for a gym and trying to put a little bit of muscle on or something. It'll make you feel tons better. It'll make you feel so much better. Like, I will almost promise that. I'm like 99% sure it'll make you feel better. And it's a really good habit to get into. It's a very healthy coping mechanism. Obviously, it can be dangerous, so don't overdo it. But it can be very healthy in moderation, as anything can be. Or not anything, but most things, I suppose. But yeah, sort of just like a more laid back sort of dump episode where I just sort of dump my information and, you know, most of my own stories. But I hope you find some value in this. Definitely check out some exercises you could do. Definitely try to eat a little bit more. I know we're all lacking in the nutrition department, so definitely try if you can. I know it'll be hard. It'll be very hard. But you got this. You're strong enough. You've made it through so much already. You can handle it. And you will benefit from these things. So please give these things a try. Or make your own sort of thing. And I just know that it worked really well for me. So I hope it can help somebody else. You know, just try not to overwhelm yourself too much. But yeah, that'll do it for this one. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next time.